Hello and welcome to On the Line. I'm Carl Richter. Another year is zipping by and it's time to start thinking about football. We kept it in-house this episode. I interviewed a couple of members of the Gazette sports staff about our high school football preview magazine, The Audible, which is just about to come out. All the work they put into it and what their impressions are early on of some of the local and regional teams. So if you're interested in high school football, this is the episode for you. If not, please look back at our back catalog. We have more than 80 episodes, all sorts of different kinds of interviews that you can listen to free of charge. Thanks so much for giving a listen. If you like the show, please tell a friend, share a link. Here's my conversation with Jason Hopkins and Austin Literal of the Texarkana Gazette. All right, it's that time of year again. The Gazette's high school football preview magazine, The Audible, is just about to come out. And here to tell us all about it is our sports director, Jason Hopkins. Hi.
Hello.
And reporter Austin Literal. Hi.
Hello.
Okay, so Jason, you've been doing this. This is the sixth year, right?
Yeah, we started it 6 years ago. We used to do the broadsheet version, which means it was in newspaper. And when our current GM got here, the first thing I asked him was, hey, can we do a magazine? Mm-hmm. He said, no. I said, why not? And he says, what's the value of a magazine versus, you know, the print product of a newspaper? So we sat down, we talked about it, and he found out that he could sell it, which was a pretty good selling point for him. There was a lot of interest in a magazine at the time. And then he asked me, can you do it in 40 pages? Mm-hmm. Again, I said no. or I said no that time. There was no way that we were going to fit 30-something schools on 40 pages.
Right.
So we talked about it some more, and he gave me 112 pages, I believe it was, and we knocked it out. And the rest is history. I mean, every year it's magazine form now. The pages go up, the schools go up. Every year we're adding one or two, it feels like, and to the point now where I think we're at 34, 35 high schools in this magazine.
That includes all the Texarkana high schools, obviously, and a lot of others in the region of both Texas and Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. It goes as far as Jefferson, Texas, and upwards of Arkadelphia, Center Point, Gurdon, Arkansas.
That's a lot.
Yes.
That's a lot of work. So I'm interested in your perspective, Austin. You, for those who haven't met you, you've just started here at the Gazette. Welcome.
Thank you.
And so this is your first year working on this. Mm-hmm. What was your impression? How did it go?
Honestly, it went well. It was intense, but honestly, this was a good intro. I know how big football is around here, and so I got at least to learn a little bit about all these teams going into it. So it's nice to have that information going ahead. All the coaches were great. Got a ton of interviews. Got to talk with a lot. So I thought it went well. Again, just getting it. It was good for me to be able to get introduced like that.
Which teams did you work on?
Too many to list off and get more, but like the Texarkana wise, I did Liberty, ILO. Mm-hmm. Hope I said that right.
Yeah.
And then Arkansas High. I kind of worked on those two a little bit. And then, you know, a bunch of Arkansas schools too, Ashdown, Falk, okay, and all, but quite a few of those. Me and Jason kind of split the Arkansas schools. So,
okay, cool.
Yeah. We had, some of our correspondents who also worked on it, Rick and Bill, they took care of the Texas side for us. And special shout out to Louis Avery, who helped us out this year.
Yes. He took one off my plate, I think, right?
Former Gazette sports editor, Louis Avery. He's been retired for a few years now.
So yeah, that's living great. In Hot Springs Village.
Oh, I didn't know he'd moved.
Oh, yeah.
So tell people what they can expect when they see this thing, open it up. What is going to be, what sort of information is there?
Well, you're going to open it up. You're going to be greeted by the four locals right up front. There are going to be full interviews with the coaches explaining, you know, how they're predicting the season to go, where they're at currently, what their strengths and weaknesses are. And then each school will have a feature or a profile story on someone. For example, without giving too much away, obviously Liberty ILO has a new head football coach. And Austin interviewed him, talked to him for a little bit. And then for PG, there's a really great piece by Bill Oney. You don't want to miss that one. It's like behind-the-scenes kind of stuff. And then you'll get into the Arkansas schools. You'll get to read about Arkadelphia, you know, Genoa Central, Falk, all of them. And then you'll get into the Texas schools, starting with, I believe, Atlanta, and moving to, you know, Hooks, Redwater, James Bowie, all of them. I mean, every school in our area is in there. Yeah, the 128 pages of high school football.
So people will be able to see each school's schedule, what else, like coaching staff, just some basic facts about where they are in their programs and so forth.
Yeah, a lot of it is, you know, the problem with getting a magazine out in preseason is you have to ask the questions that not all the coaches maybe know the answers to yet.
Right.
Not everyone was – they didn't know who maybe their starting quarterback or was going to be, or maybe they just didn't want to tell us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there was a battle going on and they just weren't ready to talk about it. But for the most part, I would say, Austin, a lot of them were ready to tell the stories of what their team makeup is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just tables and so forth. There's a little bit of text with each team, correct?
Oh, yeah, they're full stories.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Yep.
I know this doesn't mean a lot to the outside world, but, you know, each story is between 15 and 20 inches in the newspaper world, which is, you know, a pretty good-sized story.
Yeah, that's about 500 words or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the local schools could get up to 800 words.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know my Arkansas High one was pretty long. It was closer to 800.
Speaking of that, Trinity Christian is back in the magazine again. I made sure of that this year. I talked to their coach. He was a really good guy, Coach Price. He was here before he left, but now he's back to ready to lead them back to where he had them when he was here.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So what are some of the storylines you guys are going to be looking at this season? What do you have your eye on in terms of let's start with local Texarkana schools.
I think the one that intrigues me the most is Texas High is going for its fifth straight district championship. Yeah. And they have a team offensively, defensively, special teams. They are loaded. Their quarterback, I don't know what he did exactly this summer, but he has worked at pro camps, college camps. He's worked with some of the biggest stars out there, from what I was told. They have two running backs that can just break it open at any time. They have an offensive line that was supposedly too young last year, but they went deep into the playoffs with them, so that's just way more experience on the offensive line now. Their defense is always stout. They have really good linebackers. They have speed on everywhere on the field. You know, the one flaw, I guess, is, you know, the classification they're in. You know, you're eventually going to run into those Dallas schools, but they're built. They're going for it.
Yeah.
I think that's one of my favorite storylines coming into the season.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I got to look at the team I'm covering in Liberty ILO. New coach, new class. They went down from 4A Division II. They're in 3A Division I now. He's not expecting it to be any easier, but, I mean, they got a superstar from what I've heard in DeQuane Prevost, who's going to be gotten all sorts of Division I offers. Delayed his commitment, was supposed to commit in July, but held off, so he's being patient on that, but I'm looking forward to seeing what, of course, everything for me this year is going to be a storyline, kind of seeing everything new, but I'm looking to see how they handle a pretty tough district with Atlanta. I know he's usually pretty good. Jefferson's pretty good, but I think they're excited about the season, and it's kind of a new era for them, and what they've said, they think things are trending in the right direction.
Yeah, and another thing about Austin over here, he's coming from Oklahoma. He's going to get to see Texas football for the first time.
Right.
So. Yes. It's big in Oklahoma, and it compares nothing to what it is here.
So. Right.
And that was no shout or a shot at Oklahoma, by the way.
No, right. No, of course.
What's happening at PG? Are they going to be in their new stadium this year?
Yes, and it is very beautiful. So it's holy man. We went out there and we got to tour the place, and everything is just eye opening of how great it is. I mean, there's so much feeling put behind everything. You know, when they built the new field house, I mean, they started with Bibles in the foundation, just built it straight up from that. Everything has so much meaning there. The kids are going to be well taken care of. That probably someone had told me that their training facility alone in there was better than most colleges in all the state of Texas.
Yeah.
And to me, that is just wild. I heard that their film room is actually better than the University of Texas's film room. So I think PG, and PG is going to be good year in, year out. They lost a lot to graduation. They lost their star quarterback, for instance. He went to the University of Arkansas. But, Coach Gibson over there, I don't think I would trust anyone more to, reboot.
Yeah.
He does it all the time. He has in the past, and there's no reason he won't this year. Bill said that they felt like they kind of had at their being the underdogs this year. They're not under, PG is not built to be underdogs.
Yeah.
They'll be good.
And Coach Outlaw over in Arkansas High, this is what, third year?
Yeah.
Third year.
Yeah. Austin did that story.
Yeah. Derek's, I mean, again, their flaw is the conference they're competing in because it is so top heavy. But they're excited. I mean, they got a bunch of seniors. They do have to replace their quarterback, Nate Wall, who stud from everything I've been told, big name around here. But they're excited about what they have replacing him. They got some elite track stars on their team who, one, I know was in the Junior Olympics at least as a sprinter, but they have another running back was the best freshman in the country in the triple jump. So I think they're excited about everything they have coming back. Again, can they maybe get a win? Maybe they shouldn't. That conference, from what I've been told, is just loaded at the top. But they're excited. They're expecting. They barely missed out on the playoffs a season ago. So if they take any steps forward, they should make it to the postseason, I think.
Yeah, that team's come a long way.
Yeah, a long way. And as you said, they're very top-heavy. Little Rock Parkview, back-to-back state champions, comes out of that conference. And if they win it again this year, they'll be the only second team ever to win three straight in Class 5A.
And I think the fourth place team last year made it to the semifinals or something that. It was Camden Fairview, I think, who just beat out Arkansas High. So I think they think if they can get in, they got a shot to make a run.
Oh, yeah. And their quarterback that replaced Nate Wall,
William Dunbar.
Dunbar, yes, he.
They're excited about him.
He can really chunk it on just a flick of the wrist. I mean, this kid does this, and that ball is flying. They had their red and white game last night. They all looked good. The coach was pretty excited about some of the things he saw. Obviously, red and white game, you're going to see things you don't like, but you got plenty of time to fix it now.
Yeah, that's the point.
And they got a benefit game coming up next week against Ashdown. They'll get to see, any more improvements from the red and white game. But I'm excited about Arkansas High just as much as I'm excited about Texas High, Pleasant Grove, Liberty Isle, anybody in our area.
If only Texas High and Arkansas High could play a game against each other.
Yeah, this is the first year, I wish I knew the history to this, that two of our schools are not playing each other because Liberty Isle is no longer in the same district as Pleasant Grove.
No two of them are
playing each other.
Even if they make it to the playoffs, I guess they wouldn't.
Huh? Yeah, they would not because they're all in different classifications or states.
One of the closest I think we can get to even that would be Liberty Isle and Atlanta in district play.
Yeah.
That's probably the closest I think I can think of.
I can't remember the last time two Texarkana schools did not play each other. Now, I remember a time when obviously Arkansas High, Texas High played each other, and then the Arkansas High always had Liberty Isle on the schedule, and then PG and LE obviously had people or each other on the schedule. But we won't have that this year.
Yeah, it's interesting. So what are one or two other teams in the area that really caught your attention this year?
I don't know about catching my attention, but I think two good storylines is Genoa Central. They played 8-man last year.
Uh-huh.
And they're moving all the way up from 8-man to Class 4A.
Holy cow.
And they're in a very tough conference with Arkadelphia and all of them.
Yeah.
And but the coach told me he had like 40 lockers filled for this. So that is pretty good for, you know, a school like Genoa Central. They're very excited about returning to 11-man. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for them. I know the community is excited because I remember when the story broke out that they were moving to 8-man, there was a lot of angry people.
Yeah.
But it looks like they're back on track to do that. They might not have the greatest season, but what do you expect going from 8-man to Class 4A in Arkansas?
And they'll have an underdog story.
And then, I know Falk is excited about having them on the schedule again.
Speaking of rivalries, we got the Falk and Genoa Battle of the Bridge back.
There you go.
It's a non-conference game, but it's going to be exciting. We'll be there for sure. And then Spring Hill is another team that's moving from 8-man to 11-man. They are also excited. I'm excited for them as well. And we'll see what happens with those two. We don't have any 8-mans left in our coverage area anymore. It's all 11-man football.
Huh.
Well, besides Trinity Christian, sorry.
Yeah, Trinity Christian, yeah. You know, as for me, I think there's a few schools I'm interested in. You know, we got Prescott, who is powerhouse up there. They're expecting, as usual, to make another run. I think they're number one in the Hooten's 3A poll this year to start the season. But then you got, I think, two others, like, who are – especially one in Mineral Springs who's kind of rebuilt over the past couple of years, that them and Murfreesboro is kind of becoming an interesting little, because last year they played for the conference championship and Murfreesboro won in overtime.
Mm.
And I know Mineral Springs is not happy about how they finished the year, and Murfreesboro is trying to build on winning about 11 games last year, so I'm really intrigued kind of by those teams.
Yeah, and I know you did this. We have a new coach in Nashville.
Yes.
You know, it has always been a powerhouse in the past, has always been a winning, a high tradition program. They got a new coach now, and I'm excited to see where that takes them as well.
Yeah. And then I'm kind of interested. Another one I'm kind of intrigued is just because he was such a great interview and stuff, is Ashdown with Eric McCaslin. They were, you know, run heavy offense, and they're going straight passing this year. And so, and they got a receiver who even in a run-heavy offense has earned Division I recognition. So he could be in. Braden Walton, he could be in for a massive season up there.
And they got some transfers in there too, right?
I think so, yeah.
One from Horatio, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I love this time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If only the weather would cool down a little bit.
I know.
It will eventually.
UIL flirts every single cycle or the realignment cycle to push everything back 1 week.
Yeah, but
it's never going to happen.
No. So when are the first games? The 23rd? Friday the 23rd?
We have some that Thursday, I believe.
Okay.
Someone's in the Hooten Classic, I believe, in Arkansas. Does Texas High start on Thursday? I can't remember.
I have to look at the exact dates, too, because I know the benefit games are like the 18th, I think. And so is that next week? Would it be the 24th, 25th, somewhere?
Yeah.
I got to look at the dates have all kind of mixed together, but it's a couple weeks they're doing, because I know
the first week is always just out of place because some start on Thursday, some start on Friday.
Yeah. Right.
And then, like you said, you have the benefit games coming in, like, which don't count, but they do count.
Yeah. I know LE Liberty scrimmages this week and next week, and so the first game will probably be the week after that.
Well, one place you can find out all this information is in the Audible. How can people get it? Hi, y'all. It's Carl stepping in with a little revision. We originally had planned to get the Audible out on Sunday, August 18th, but because of a delivery problem from our printer, we had to push that back to Wednesday, August 21st. So look for it then inside the print edition of the paper available at stores and in the other places that Jason's just about to talk about.
It'll also be spread out across the towns. Any school that is in our magazine, there will be magazines in your town. Also in the physical copy of the Texas County Gazette that day. If you just cannot find one, we'll have plenty at the office located at 101 East Broad Street in downtown Texarkana. Just come by. We'll give you one.
Congratulations, you guys. You did a great job again this year. Looking forward to the season. Looking forward to your coverage. And we'll see you out at the stadiums this year. Yes. Thanks, yes. Guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
On the Line is a Texarkana Gazette podcast recorded in Star Bear Studio, right here in downtown Texarkana, USA. Follow On the Line on our website, texarkanagazette.com/podcast. To support the show, post a positive review wherever you get your podcasts. And please, spread the word by sharing a link or telling a friend. I write, produce, and edit the show, and I'd love to hear from you. Email me at krichter@texarkanagazette.com and let me know what you think. I'll see you next time on the line.